Mari with one thing. The one thing we're doing this hour is motivating you as we go into the month of love. Kenneth Mr. Moy Kareem joins us next as we speak on your future and it being decided by who you want to believe. Stay tuned.
You're doing it big. Rise FM.
Mpumalanga. Azishe.
Kenneth Mr. Moy Kareem, welcome to Rise FM.
Hi, Sister Lang, how are you doing?
Good, how are you? We have entered the month of love. I hope we're feeling good.
Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am. Even though we're going to start on a different tone, and then we're going to build it up until we get to the love that don't cost a thing.
Yes, love that. Mr. Kareem, your future is decided by who you want to believe. Let's get into it.
Yes, Sister Sun, one of the major things in life is to manage who informs you, who actually teaches you, who gives you ideas about life. Because the teachings of yesterday are your reality today. Your current reality is equivalent to what you learned yesterday. So what you learned yesterday dictates where you are today. Imagine if you are in the verge of living a life stricken by poverty, you actually would have to actually recheck what taught you to have a limitation, because your past teachings, all the teachings of yesterday have determined your today. And then number two, you have to understand that there is information, and every info is not actually accurate for you. A whole lot of people have actually built a lot of their lives around having information and stuff, but then only to discover that they're internal, because information is internal formation. What is formation? It is a pattern built within a person from what they take in. So then you find a lot of people suffering because they took in to them what would be a distraction to where they are trying to go. You can't use a board, a road sign that points you to Pretoria if you are going to Nelspruit, because the most difficult thing is you will be lost outside of the vicinity of where you are going, and that is actually a disaster.
True.
And then the information, it shapes your beliefs. That's number one. Number two, sometimes your limited beliefs are actually equivalent to the information you actually took in. So if you took in info, that would cause a limit to your belief. You are limiting your own life. And secondly, your conclusion is always equivalent to your belief. How you conclude things are. The reason why now we have actually a number of people who create limits based on raciality, based on ethnicity, based on tribalism, it is actually equivalent to the fact that your teaching brought about your belief, and then the conclusion then of your life is equivalent to your belief. And then there's a couple of mind shapers that you have to actually mark. The first one is your social norm. Social norms are when the expectation of the society you live in. The social norm is you live in this particular area, there's an expectation about you. But then when the expectations of your sociality affect your intrinsicity, it then leads to you living a life of destruction, because you failed yourself by not knowing what you want to achieve. And then you fail your social space by actually giving them, overselling yourself and underperforming in presenting what you said you would do. And then secondly, identity. Those are values, and those are values and a sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then the last two is inborn traits. You see, don't build a house, all right, on something that is absent. Don't build a life on an absent tool. That will lead you to abuse the next person. A whole lot of people have built businesses on what they are not talented in. That's inborn traits, qualities you were born with. In other words, there are things that are in you that you have to build from, then you become the foundation of what you are trying to build. Mm-hmm. But the moment you actually try to build something that you are not talented at, it means you will use someone to get yourself ahead. That is what we call exploitation. And most of our sufferings are actually equivalent to that. And then lastly, be in an environment that gives you the messages that resonate with your creativity.
Yes.
Because a whole lot of people suffer because you keep on listening on or to messages that are opposing what you possess. And then when you fail what you possess, what will happen is what you possess will actually eat from you. Let me close by saying, when you are pregnant, when a baby is in you, they eat from you, whatever you take in your baby is. Mm-hmm. But then when you give birth to them, you actually raise them up, but later you will eat from it. If your dream is kept within you and you actually don't give birth to it, the danger is it will keep on eating from you. You will never eat from it because you kept it inside.
Sure.
Dangerous to die pregnant.
It's dangerous to die pregnant. Oh, Mr. Kareem, you've said a mouthful today. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. Of course, next week again, same time, same place. Loved this one.
Next week.
And this is what we do every single Monday. We get your week started, and we are doing it the very right way as we start the month of love. Of course, if you have your own Monday motivation that you want to share with us, 072-885-7702 is the number to dial. Welcome to the show. Mm-hmm.